Wildfire risk reduction activities on the Southern Sunshine Coast are getting $966,812 from the Forest Enhancement Society of BC, FESBC. It will arrive via grants for two projects of the Sunshine Coast Community Forest, SCCF, to be spent over the next 2 years. These funds will enable us to undertake meaningful wildfire mitigation projects that protect our community and forests, said Manager Warren Hansen in an April 16 SCCF press release. We're grateful to FESBC for their continued support and look forward to working with local contractors and professionals to deliver these projects on the ground. The release says $400,000 will be invested in development of fuel management prescriptions and $566,812 for on-the-ground treatments. SCCF has begun preliminary planning for the projects. This has and will involve engagement with Sea Shelt Nation staff, local governments, community groups, and the public to advance wildfire resilience objectives in a community and ecologically sensitive manner, according to that document. Where the funding goes? In a follow-up email to Coast Reporter from SCCF, it was noted that the funding is expected to cover all the planning and direct costs to reducing wildfire risk in three specific areas, TU 5, 8, and 9, which are locations adjacent to the airport, and along two road right-of-ways. Our contribution will be in-kind contributions of staff time in excess of the grant's admin allowance, and anything that is outside of the scope of the grant, like community engagement costs. The Sunshine Coast Community Forest invested $29,000 in a wildfire tactical plan following a recommendation from our community advisory panel, which was the first step in identifying the three areas, and this plan supported our funding applications. We also received $52,000 in funding approval from FESBC last year, and we completed the planning work and received $41,000 of that earlier this year, with the work coming in under budget. If all goes well with the current 2 years of funding, we could be eligible for funding in future years towards other areas identified in our tactical plan, SCCF's executive director, Sarah Zielman, wrote in the email. Executive Director of FESBC Jason Fisher stated in the release that community forests like SCCF are uniquely positioned to lead wildfire risk reduction initiatives that are rooted in local knowledge and stewardship. We're proud to support their proactive approach and commitment to working with the community and local forestry professionals. According to its website, FESBC, in partnership with the province of British Columbia, is a catalyst that helps communities with sustainability and climate action. In addition, it focuses on increasing First Nations participation in the forest economy, jobs for workers, abundant wildlife, and healthy forests.